Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, sponsored by 1-800-DialDJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and oh-so-short-lived American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg.
Aren't you adorable? You didn't really think it was going to be that easy, did you?
You were a warehouse agent. What the hell happened to you?
15 years of exile. Huh? And I want to give Arthur back the gift he gave me. But unfortunately, you're going to be tried for your crimes, posthumously. In your soul, you believe as I do. That's the vibe you've been feeling. Because I know you, Peter Latimer, better than you know yourself. I was you. Shall I tell you the thought that crosses your mind occasionally? What if these artifacts really do belong out in the world instead of being locked up by a gang of autocratic regents who see the universe through the blinders of their own bureaucracy? Walk out of here with me now and follow what you know to be true in your soul.
I'm a believer in the wonders of sci-fi's new series, Warehouse 13. Oh, I won't lie to you. There were a few moments in the early episodes where my wife, my daughter, and I weren't sure how much longer we'd stick with it. The show took a little time to get its bearings, convincing itself and the rest of us what kind of treasures awaited the patient. But over the course of its last 4 or 5 weeks, Warehouse 13, the place where America's greatest secrets are housed, its mysteries answered, its riddles questioned, has captured our loyalty and respect. And one of the big reasons for this, according to the women in my house, that is the appeal of Eddie McClintock as Pete Latimer, one half of the Warehouse 13 investigative team. McClintock's character is part Mulder from The X-Files, a dash of Captain Jonathan Archer from Star Trek Enterprise, and a measure of the lighter boyish side of George Clooney in the Ocean's movie series. Now, if you haven't stepped into the warehouse yet, take advantage of Hulu.com and catch up. The first season finale airs tonight, Thursday, September 22nd at 9 p.m., and I know it will be a blast. Eddie, welcome to Mr. Media.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That was some nice stuff you said there, so I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. I try to be straightforward about it. I had talked to Saul Rubinek before the season started on the show, and he was so excited about it, and I convinced my wife and daughter to watch. And it was a little, you know, the first couple of weeks were a little hard getting a grasp on it. And it seemed like it all kind of changed at one point. Is that my imagination?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that any show needs to find out what it is. You know, there's a conceptualization of what people want the show to be and how they want it to look. But, you know, until the actors can get on and, you know, get to know who their characters are and who you know, they are to one another, I think it takes a little while. And, I mean, it's like any good show. You go back and watch, Frasier or Friends or Cheers or Seinfeld. You know, it took a little while for people to get on board, and I think I think the same thing is true for the show and the actors themselves. So, yeah, I can see that. I mean, I think the early shows are still quite good, and you may, now that you've become a fan, you may want to just go back and look at them again, and maybe with different eyes now, you know.
I think one of the turning points was, and I'm sorry, I don't know the actress's name, you will, the woman who plays Claudia was introduced, and it seemed somehow, and she referred to herself at one point as Warehouse 13, the Next Generation. It
right.
Does sort of seem like she brought that one missing element. Maybe it was the interplay among the characters, but it really, I don't know, it seemed like it sharpened the focus of the show.
Yeah, her name is Allison Scagliotti, and she's best known from the show Drake and Josh. And she, Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that episode, Claudia, I get it. I see what you're saying. It's kind of the show turned a corner there. I was like, wow, man, that was a good show. That was the show that I would watch. And I felt like the show just got progressively better. I mean, I'm in agreement. I think that she brought in a different energy, and a young energy, and an energy that needed to be there, and one that we were happy to have. So
it also seemed like at that point the interplay between yourself and Joanne Kelly, who plays Micah, it changed a little bit. It became a little more passionate, a little more, you know, a little more sexual, a little more flirty, and it's increased in that regard since then.
Yeah, yeah, I think that that's a combination of the writing and just Joanne and my relationship and our ability to build a friendship off screen. You know, we've become really comfortable with one another, so it's easy.
I think that's real apparent. Now, what can you tell us about the season finale tonight? It clearly involves rogue former Warehouse 13 agent McPherson, right?
He dies.
Oh, it's over. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for tuning in.
Yep. See you later.
Come back next time for the premiere of season 2.
Right. We just watched it last night. We had the wrap party at our exec producer's house, Jack Kenny, and it's really a good episode. My wife is really my harshest critic and my biggest fan, and she just said after we watched the show last night, she just said that was my favorite episode. It was just, it had all the elements, you know. It was just really fantastic. So I think it's going to be an exciting finale tonight.
Are we gonna hit a cliffhanger and or be teased about what's to come? What, you know? Can you give us a little hint?
There's a little teasing and there's a little cliffhanging, both. the warehouse itself becomes breached, and there's a mole, and it looks like we're going to lose one of our characters. So
I'm going to put my hand up here and teach her and guess that it's Lena, since we've seen so little of her the last couple of weeks.
Can't say, but you know, that's an interesting guess.
Did you have any favorite artifacts in this first season? And again, I'm going to guess that it's the mirror because of the big makeout action in Vegas, but that's just me.
Yeah, that didn't hurt. That didn't hurt. That was a good one. You know, I guess my favorite has been the spine of the Saracen, that spine that connected itself to Pete's back.
Right, that was great.
Right, thank you. You know, just because it presented a lot of new and unique acting challenges for me. I got to play some emotional stuff that I had never had an opportunity to really to look at on screen. So it was a great challenge. It was a lot of fun to do. So I would say that it was the spine.
Well, last question. I know we're just about out of time. Is it difficult? Is it difficult acting where you know that so many special effects will be added later? Probably like the spine, I'm guessing.
You know, Saul coined a term, schmacting. And schmacting is basically when there's nothing there and you're either in front of a blue screen or a green screen, and or there's stuff flying around over your head, as in Claudia when the brother came flying in. And you just have to... You know, it honestly feels pretty silly, but you just have to trust that post-production, the effects team, isn't going to let you down, and you can't soft sell it. I mean, you have to absolutely, totally believe 100%, and or else, you know, the audiences these days are sophisticated enough that they're just going to go, oh, this is pterodactyl from outer space, and turn it and dismiss it. So it is difficult, but luckily we've been able to see the end result, and I thought the effects team did an amazing job. So next year it'll be a little less strenuous to act against nothing.
Well, and I lied. I have one more thing to ask you real quickly.
Okay, sure.
You worked with Neil Patrick Harris and Tony Shalhoub in Stark Raving Mad. Was it kind of cool to see him hosting the Emmys Sunday night?
It was great. You know, it was great to see Neil. He's done so well for himself. And, you know, I know it's difficult coming from, because people for years have called him Doogie Howser, you know. I mean, and he had trouble shaking that. And I think he has. He's just incredibly talented. And hopefully, you know, he'll let me ride his coattail someday.
Maybe he can find some room for you in the show next year on the Emmys.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, folks, you can catch Eddie McClintock on the new Sci-Fi Channel drama series, Warehouse 13, which wraps up its first season tonight, Tuesday, September 22nd at 9 p.m. Eddie, thank you so much for joining us today, and look forward to season two.
Thank you so much for having me, and take care, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
That would be great. Good luck.
See you.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more interviews with your favorite genre TV stars, you can surf over to MrMedia.com, where you can hear my earlier interviews with the stars of Chuck or Josh Keaton, the voice of the animated Spectacular Spider-Man, among many others. Please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites, whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, Digital Journal, Vox, Mediafly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, Current, or Odeo. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with us. Thanks for listening, and let's go out with a little more sneak preview of the season finale of Warehouse 13.
Tuesday on the season finale of Warehouse 13, no one can be trusted.
Not good.
No one is safe.
Turn around.
And nothing will ever be the same.
What, do you expect us to just let you walk out of here?
No, I expect you to die.
The unforgettable season finale of Warehouse 13, an original series, Tuesday at 9, only on Sci-Fi. Imagine greater.